Good morning.
Good morning.
Who do I have to sleep with to have a hot cup of coffee?
Not me.
Here you go.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm finally going to do it.
Oh, girl, what's his name?
Would you get your mind out of the gutter? It's a teaching job, Miss Edna.
What teaching job, Corey?
Well, Mr. Brown, I've been wanting to teach for a long time. I went down to the school and applied a couple weeks ago.
Well, Corey, what other secrets you keeping? And is Corey even your real name?
It's not a secret. I just didn't tell anyone.
Okay, let me get this. If you didn't tell nobody and don't nobody know, I would call that a secret. What you gonna do? You gonna leave us like everybody else? You gonna leave me like everybody else? You gonna what? You gonna buy fancy clothes and get you a sports car and get you a deluxe apartment in the sky and leave me here all by myself?
Yeah, well, not on a teacher's salary.
Thank you, Colonel. Because it's not about the money, Mr. Brown. It's about making a difference.
Well, that's good, but my baby's gonna be a teacher. Ooh, you're gonna be teaching the four R's: reading, writing, arithmetic, and recess.
And you can start with him. Good for you, Cora.
Thank you.
We need more good teachers. Oh, I had a teacher back in the day. He was tall, dark, and...
Edna, don't nobody want to hear that.
Huh? I did learn biology.
Well, wait. It's just a substitute position right now, you know? But if I do good, it could become permanent.
Oh, Corey, I'm so proud of you. I don't care what nobody say. You know what, though? I'd be more proud if you was a real teacher. Yeah, you know what them kids do to the substitute? They tie them up. You know what? Sub is good, too. That's okay. You go ahead. It's a start. You got to start somewhere. You got to walk before you crawl.
Crawl before you can walk.
There you go.
But if you all would excuse me, I don't want to be late to school. Can't keep those little angels waiting.
Good luck, Cora.
Have a good day. Have a good day. They gonna tear her behind.
Okay, you can let that one get away from you. We got five more classes. We can do it. We can do this. Oh, Lord, you got to help me. Oh. Okay, dear Lord, I need you to help me. I can't do this by myself. I need you to give me a little strength. Oh, wait, Lord. I need you to give me a lot of strength so I can just help your precious little angels. Amen. Okay. All right.
Good morning.
Excuse me. Shut up, you fools! Good morning. I'm Miss Cora Simmons. I'm your sub today, and I need to take the attendance, so. All right, let's get started. Now, if you're here, raise your hand, and if you're not, don't raise your hand, all right? All right, here we go. Lakeisha Adams, raise your hand. How about a Carl Baxter? No? Phew. Rashana, you know who you are. Raise your hand. Okay, how about a Margaret Connor? Margaret Connor. Well, I guess no one's here. Okay, ladies, come on in and take your seats. I said take your seat. Oh, my bad. All right.
Yeah, that's much better.
No, I said take your seat.
Oh, this is my seat. How do I look?
to be perfect. Marcel is coming into town from New York to help me launch my clothing line.
Marcel? Tell me more.
He's rich. He's talented. He's rich. He's single.
I'm listening.
And he's a successful fashion designer. Oh, and he's rich.
You mean he's gay?
No. Do all fashion designers have to be gay?
Yep. But I don't make the rules.
Well, he's not gay. Marcel!
London!
I almost love you.
Almost love you, too.
Wait a minute now. You two are supposed to be friends? I've stood closer to a landmine.
As usual, you look absolutely fabulous.
Marcel, I am Edna Barnes.
Oh, Barnes.
Yes.
Is that your name, or where you buy your clothes? We're all concerned.
Don't get twisted. I'm the reason why white men can't jump.
There are bullets in my sock drawer. But you didn't get them from me.
Oh, so London, are you ready to take the fashion world by storm?
Just call me Tsunami.
Oh, no. Look at you. There's something missing, right? Something more vibrant, a little out of the ordinary, you know, avant-garde, exciting.
Anybody seen my toenail clippers?
I need that.
You need your toenails clipped, too?
Certainly. But I need you. I need your style. Oh, your fashion.
You touch me.
You. Where have you been hiding yourself?
I was in the closet.
Oh, me too. But isn't it nice to be free?
Okay, who is this?
He's a fashion designer. And she says he's not gay. I'll believe if I see it. Not that I want to see it.
Who is this magnificent creature?
Magnificent, no. Creature, yes. That's Brown.
Ah, you are the missing piece in my fashion puzzle. I can make Brown the new black.
But I want to be the new black.
You can't be black. You're too white.
Wait, I'm having a moment.
Well, the bathroom is upstairs. You look like that's going to hurt.
Silence! I can see it all now. I can see the brand name of the clothing line. It is Brown London.
I love it! No! Sick nasty!
In second thought, maybe it's London Brown. It's chic meets urban. Sherbin.
Okay, wait. You want me to design something with Brown?
Not design something, darling. Create! I want you to take your two fabulous styles and mix them all together to create one spectacular clothing line. Now, I'll be back tomorrow to see what you two children have come up with. So, remember? Sherbin, huh? Wow me.
Sherbin,
Wow me!
I thought you was the new black. What are you talking about, Sherbin?
Got your paper? All right. Thank you so much. Your paper?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Billy Bob, get up.
Where's your paper?
Anybody else got their papers? Anybody else got the papers? All right, well, you don't have your papers. Let's talk about the Great Depression this morning. All right, we ready?
I got depressed when I walked up in here.
Now, that's your last time for disrupting my class, so I'm sending you to the principal. You understand that?
You know, Mr. Johnson tried to tell me what to do once. He ain't here no more.
You mean he isn't here anymore?
Who you think you are?
Little girl, look here. You don't know me. I will choke you to sleep. I'm your teacher. That's what I am.
For today? You ain't nothing but a sub. Speaking of subs, what you got for lunch, huh?
What?
What's that, an energy bar?
That's mine.
Hey, Nene, catch. You're going to need that for your beatdown later.
Hey, that's enough.
Oh, you trying to put me on blast? I ain't scared of you.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to help you learn something.
What if I don't feel like learning? What if I feel like hurting somebody? Whoa.
Have a seat, sweetheart.
This my class. I'll run this joint. I'm gonna let you do you. Go on, get your teach on.
I haven't dismissed class yet. I have not dismissed class.
If I was you, I'd wash my back.
What's wrong, Cora?
Oh, students. Crazy. A zoo.
Okay, Cora, what are you saying? Okay, y'all went on a field trip. The students was crazy, and y'all was at the zoo. Well, Cora, you confusing us. What you saying?
I don't know if I can do this. I want to teach, Mr. Brown, but those kids is just too tough.
What happened to all the little angels?
They demons.
Cora, you can't give up that fast.
Cora, that's right. You can't let them students tell you nothing. Madea is your mama. Now, inside of you is a nasty, mean, violent woman that looks like a man with a beard and testosterone. Let it out of you, Cora. Bring it on out. Just spit it out. Spit it out.
Yeah, Cora Brown is right. Well, I remember when I was in Nam. I was surrounded by the enemy. But I didn't give up. I didn't back down. I killed 13 of them. With some glue, a dime, and half a Pop-Tart.
Colonel, what have I told you about using those words with P and PH?
It's warm.
I don't even know if I can do this. I can't teach these kids.
Oh, Cora, you don't have to teach them. It's public school.
What?
Carry on.
What is that to say?
Well, now, ladies, I'm going to get back to my wonderful fashion designer. I'm making my own clothesline. But, Cora, Daddy's going to write you a note for school tomorrow. Don't beat up my baby.
Okay, I'll see you later.
I don't think I can go back. You know one of those students threatened me today? And if she run up on me again, I'm scared I'm gonna break that fool down like a fraction.
What is the worst that could happen?
I could get 10 to 20, or they could kill me.
Then give them an F.
I'm serious, Miss Edna. I don't think I could do it. I don't even think I want to go back.
Oh, well. There goes another dedicated teacher who could have made a difference in some kid's life, but... That is what you went there for, right? To make a difference?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
This is so exciting. My own fashion line.
No, our own fashion line. Remember Sherbet.
Where is our model?
Here I am, darlings.
That looked more like a Model T.
All right, I'm ready to play.
Okay. Oh, there. Chic.
I don't know. It's okay, but it's missing that brown something. It's just not enough brown. Got the perfect tie for it right here. Watch this. Put that around there. Bam! Look at that thing whistle.
Bam!
Bam! Girl, you look fabulous.
Not so fast, Mr. Brown. She needs shoes. Wow. I've gone a long way in these bad boys.
Oh, I'm sure you've gone all the way in those bad boys.
You got dissed by a mannequin.
Mannequins can't talk.
I tell you what, I got the perfect belt that'll keep people's eyes off them ugly shoes.
Who'd you have to wrestle to get that belt? Well, I got a great idea. She's gonna need designer sunglasses to keep her eyes off that ugly belt.
Well, maybe she gonna need this fabulous coat so it can take their eyes off this ugly, stupid dress.
That dress is not stupid.
Girl, that dress is stupider than you are.
Oh, no. That dress is not stupider than me.
Yeah, you're right. You're more stupid.
I can't work with you.
I can't work with you either. I tell you what, we're gonna have a fashion showdown, and we'll ask Marcel who's the best. See who you wanna work with.
Fine.
Fine. mine.
I think you two should go half on a baby.
Mannequin can't talk!
All right, we're talking about the Bill of Rights today. Page 129 in your test books, all right? Let's do that. Let's turn there for the Bill of Rights.
Back? Man, for a teacher, you ain't that smart.
You're the one who isn't smart. You should be in here trying to learn something and to better yourself, studying.
Man, all you teachers is the same, coming in here preaching about hopes and dreams. In the real world, if you want to make it, you got to beat people down, just like I should do to you.
You know what? I'm about sick of you. I done had enough of you, matter of fact. You want to send me to the hospital? But if I'm going, you going. If not, to the grave. Do you understand me? You don't come in here trying to run my class. I run this class, young lady. You understand me? I will break you down like a fraction, baby, and divide you up into bitty, itty, bitty pieces. Do you understand? I've been taught by the best. My mother is my to the DEA. My deal. Do you understand me? I will beat you down.
Hey. Hey, just stop saying words with M and D, all right?
What y'all laughing at?
Well, I guess I'm gonna go, because I know you don't want me here.
If I didn't want you here, I would have put you out. I asked you to have a seat.
Who are you trying to be, my mother?
No, I'm trying to be your teacher. I'm trying to save you.
Can I have a book?
Oh, sure, you can have a book. All right, what y'all looking at? Let's get to 129. Page 129 in your textbooks. Let's talk about the Bill of Rights. All right, you got it?
Get him out of here!
That's what I like to hear this morning. What is going on out here?
Come sit over here. Brown and London are showing their passions for some New York fashion weasel.
He's all the way from New York? A fashion designer?
Yeah.
Hey! Hi. Hi. I'm Cora Simmons.
I'm the weasel.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first, and hopefully the last, Sherbin Showdown. And our first model is London. London is wearing aluminum foil. And she looks like a stick wrapped in aluminum foil.
I didn't break that.
I know I did.
All right, shake your money maker. That was London. And now we have Brown. Brown is wearing an outfit he calls Brown Number One.
Looks more like Brown Number Two.
How did you know this is a Brown original?
Well, you should have gotten it extra crispy.
Now we got a real show.
I've seen enough. This is devoid of pleasure.
Where are you going?
Yeah, what about Sherbin?
Yeah.
Sherbin is dead. There it lies, dying from your bickering. Now I'm off to search the world to find something new, something fresh.
Something like... what? A daisy?
Yes! Like you! It's nouveau riche meets old Hollywood. I need it. I want it.
You can have it.
Are you ready to take the fashion world by storm?
Yes, darling.
Chow me.
See what you did? We could have been rich and famous.
Dang it! Wait. Hello? I'm already rich and famous. Who wants pie?
I do. I'll have some, too.
Wait, y'all. Wait, I'm going to be a rich and famous clothes designer. Don't go.
Stop it, Mr. Brown. It's okay.
Cora, you still alive? Them kids can kill you.
No, I'm okay. You would have been proud of me today.
Oh, Cora. Well, at least one of us successful.
Well, you're a success, and your outfit is fabulous.
You like that?
Oh, yes.
Cora, we don't need London. We can start our own fashion line.
Oh, no.
You a sub, and I'm Irving. We can call it Suburban. You like that color?
No, Mr. Brown.
What? Well, okay, how about B. Diddy?
How about Bye Daddy?
Carla, with brains like that, you'll be a real teacher soon. We can take the wire, huh?